Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
On this Memorial Day holiday, Dave the Rave bringing you a brand new edition of my Relics and Rarities show. Those great hit 45s and those records that fell through the cracks. The records that deserve that second chance on the radio. Lonnie Mack from 1965 on the Fraternity record label, Honky Tonk 65. Day the Rave with my Relics Rarity show, Hide and Seek. Those great lost 45s, they're hiding, and I shall seek them out. That's the name of this record, Hide and Seek.
Seven potato more. And if you hide behind my pie, I'm gonna
I know you had to turn your speakers up loud for that one. On the Boom record label, The Sheep from 66 in a tune called Hide and Seek. As we bring you The Mustangs.
Baby, let me take you home. Baby, can I take you home? I'll love you all my life. You can bet I'll treat you right if you'll just let me take you home. With you.
I know you beg for more when I get you on the floor. If you just let me dance with you.
Well, when I saw you, baby, I couldn't ignore you. And I wanted you for my girl. And when you said yeah, I just couldn't care about anybody else in this world. You smiled at me, baby, and I could see my life planned out ahead. You took my hand and it felt so good. And this is what you said. Baby, won't you be my man? Baby, won't you be my man? Yes, I'll be your man and I'll do the best I can. I wanna be your man. That's all, baby.
Yes, I'll be your man.
Known as the Mustangs on the Keach record label. Baby, Let Me Take You Home, originally done by Hoagie Lanz with BJ Thomas.
Never tell, never tell, never tell, never tell the little girl you love her. Sweet talk, sweet talk, sweet talk, sweet talk is something new she spells. I know, yes, I know. And keep them guessing. Oh, I know it won't be easy, but wait a little while until you walk her down the aisle. That's it, keep your style. Don't be tempted by her smile. Wait till she says I do. Something you should spare. I know, yes, I know it seems unfair, but if you let her know you care, then the challenge won't be there and she'll be feeling you. Wondering what in the world did I do to lose you? And she'll be feeling you. Wondering what in the world did I do to lose you? And she'll be feeling you.
The Stone Smash from Mr. BJ Thomas. From June of 1966. Why did they bury that on the B-side of Billy and Sue? I mean, Billy and Sue was a good record. It actually hit the top 40. But clearly, that was the as good, if not better, of a side. Don't you agree? B.J. Thomas and the Triumphs in a great song called Never Tell.
Take my smallest wish. Oh, baby, that's my command.
I'm giving you my heart. Girl, I'm putting it right there into your hand. Anything you want. Anything you want. You get it from me. You get it from me. Because I got it for you. I got it for you. I say I got it for you. Oh, I got it for you. Don't go to
everybody's writing down these cool 45s that they may be hearing for the very first time. And I'm not the Duke of Earl. I'm Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. Checkmates Limited, glad for you on the Capitol record label. Bells from 1964 on the Select record label. You've got it bad. Now, if you got a certain letter in the mail, that certain phone call telling you Uncle Sam wants you, well, that person probably felt that they had it bad.
Greetings. This is Uncle Sam. I want to take you. Buddy, say hello to your new friend. 'Cause you're in the army now, and your new life has just begun. I need you. Oh, I need you. Yeah, I need you. To lend a helping hand. I can just see me now. With a rifle in my hand. I'm gonna have to say goodbye to my girl. And I hope he doesn't find another man.
Mama, Mama, while I'm away, please, please write every day. No, 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 please, Uncle Sam, please don't take me away.
Yes, Uncle Sam, when he called, sent you that letter in the mail. Most people weren't happy. Some, of course, were ready and eager to go because of that that pride in this country and defending what this country, America, is all about. Greetings, this is Uncle Sam. Now, of course, the Monitors did a version of that particular song, but I just played the original by the Valadiers, who was the first white group signed to a Motown subsidiary label. It came out on the Miracle record label, the Valadiers. Greetings, this is Uncle Sam. And, of course, when you got drafted, when Uncle Sam called upon you, the one wish was that you'd make it back home. That brought you Mustang Sally originally. Mac Rice from 1962 on the Lupine record label. Baby, I'm Coming Home. And of course, Memorial Day weekend, which is where we are basically at right now. Well, of course, it's about the people who did not make it home. A lot of people think it's about hamburgers and hot dogs and parties. It's a little bit about that, but it's really and truthfully thinking about the men and women who sacrificed their lives for this particular country. Even the soldiers that made it home, well, we have a lot of respect for them, but this is about the ones that did not make it home. Baby, I'm Coming Home, but saluting those and my heart to the families of the survivors, the ones that did not make it home. Day of the Rave here on the No Static Attic.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
My request.
Well, this is becoming a very popular request for this particular song. If I got the right song, let me explain. Jamie Rakes from Waupun, Wisconsin, who's a regular listener to my program on WFDL, He says, Dave the Rave, I am requesting that you play your favorite New Jersey entry. And he's looking at a book that he's guessing that I have. Yes, I have that particular book, a book called Teen Beat Mayhem. And he wants me to play my favorite New Jersey 45 from a record that would be in that particular book, which kind of features garage bands and Teen Beat Mayhem. Well, my favorite New Jersey garage record, which I play quite often, actually just a couple weeks ago as well, and you want to hear it again. Because I'm guessing that if you're looking for my favorite garage record that never became a big hit, that should have been a big hit, we're talking about these five guys out of Newark, New Jersey, in the fall of 1966 on a Phillips record label. This should have been a top 10 record. It was in certain areas, that's for sure. Richard and the Young Lions.
Left you at it.
From Waupun, Wisconsin. Did I get it right? Is that great New Jersey 45 that you thought I was going to play? Richard and the Young Lions, Phillips 45, and a great tune called Open Up Your Door.
Dave the Rave drops the needle on another great 45. More relics and rarities from the No Static Attic.
Time.
We're remembering those who sadly did die. It ain't us who make the wars, but of course it's us who do the fighting and it's us who do the dying. And that was a group called themselves Charity, Phillips 45, and of course the voice, the lead vocalist, Mr. Ron Dante, who produced that record as well, along with Gene Allen for Weno Productions. Of course, Gene Allen, I believe, was he a Los Angeles disc jockey or a TV host? Not sure about that, but a cool record arranged by Ron Frangipan. And, of course, it was from the Broadway musical Billy, once again, Charity. It ain't us who make the wars, but we got to fight them and we do the dying. And, again, our hearts are out to the families of survivors of those that gave sacrifice of their lives serving this country, America. Here's the LP version of a Bob Dylan song, Chimes of Freedom, as done by the Byrds.
Far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken tone, we duck inside the doorway, thunder crashing. As majestic bells of boats struck shadows in the sound, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing.
Flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight. Flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight. And for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Curtain in a far off corner flashed, and the hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting. Electric lights still struck like arrows, fired but for the ones condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting.
For the searching ones on their speechless seeking trail, for the lonesome-hearted lovers with too personal a tale, and for each unharmful channel soul misplaced inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Starry-eyed and laughing, as I recall when we were caught, kept by no track of ours, for they hanged suspended. As we listened one last time, and we watched with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended.
Tolling for the aching ones whose wounds cannot be nursed, for the countless confused, accused, misused, strung out ones and worse. And for every hung up person in the whole wide universe,
flashing.
Everybody truly has freedom. Maybe there won't be any more wars. Chimes of Freedom, the LP version by the Byrds. Dave the Rave here in the No Static Attic, bringing you those great lost 45s. Here's one from the Hondells. Dells from 1967, arranged and produced by the great Gary Usher. Just One More Chance. Yes, that's a 45 that deserved another chance, and we're giving it. Give me one more chance.
Yeah.
Stone Smash, can't turn that one loose. Wilmer and the Dukes. Wilmer Alexander, the Dukes on the Aphrodisiac record label. Give me one more chance.
This is Dave the Rave. Home of Relics and Rarities. There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Look at me, a boy in love.
Whoa, yeah.
Look at me, a boy in love.
Back in 1964, they called themselves the Four Graduates out of Paterson, New Jersey. Bob Miranda co-wrote that particular song on the Rust record label, a pretty expensive 45. Rust 5084 for you collectors out there. The Four Graduates, a tune called The Boy in Love. Now, the Four Graduates later became The Happenings.
In this fast and troubled world, we sometimes lose our way, but I am never lost. I feel this way because dip, 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 dip.
I am the
chart topper for the Happenings in 1967. Yes, the Happenings, they still have rhythm. They were doing a lot of rhythm down in Las Vegas Memorial Day weekend, along with the Kingsmen, the Standells, and that was probably a great Happening event down there in Vegas. I wish I could have been down there for the show. I got rhythm, and you've got Dave the Rave with my Relics and Rarity show. Sure if this would really work, but I always tell my family, if I'm ever sick, if I'm in the hospital, the medicine for me, the pills that I need would be great Relics of Rarities type of music. Those great lost 45s, the great big hits as well. Yes, indeed. Pills from 1961. What a great tune that was there from Mr. Bo Diddley on the Checker record label.
All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express.
Day of the Rave going to take you out to Chicago. A lot of great music from Chicago, that's for sure. Here's the Duke of Earl, Gene Chandler.
Just gonna find myself another girl who's gonna walk on
Walk On with the Duke and Rave On with Dave the Rave. Gene Chandler, Walk On with the Duke.
Dave the Rave, Relics and Rarities. Whoa, ho, ho, ho. Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 100,000 plus 45s here in the Relics of Rarities vault, this is my discovery of the week.
Discover the Week there from the summer of 1966 on the Imperial record label. He called himself Sammy Solo. Love is Not a Game. Good record. That's my Discover the Week. Write it down. Once again, Love is Not a Game. Sammy Solo. Go out and buy the record, everybody. Brings us to the end of my Relics of Rarities show. I've run out of time. Want to welcome our newest affiliate carrying the Relics of Rarities show. It's the No Hit Network, KCJV 97.9 in San Antonio, Texas. Time 102.9 in Lutz, Florida. GoodTimeRadioNetwork.com, RadioVegas.rocks, Rewind Central, WROCK Radio, WMOZ-FM in Moose Lake, Minnesota, home of Jiffy Jeff, FlamingOldies.com, TopShelfOldies.org, WideMusic.com, OldiesRadio1620.com, and over in New Zealand in Hawke's Bay, it's Radio Kidnappers, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM, the Double Q in Farmington, Iowa. We've got WRSG-FM in Sistersville, West Virginia, WCPR-FM in Charleston, West Virginia, NJKEWL98.com, WKNRKeener13.com, RocketRadio.net, and down in Flagler Beach, Florida, Surf 97.3 FM, OldiesAmerica.net, and that legendary AM radio station in Waupun, Wisconsin, WFDL-AM. Something you'd like to hear will take the Relics Rarities Challenge. You contact Dave the Ray with all the records you crave, 609-948-HITS, 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Of course, you can check out archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities. Happy Memorial Day. And keep the soldiers in mind who never made it home. That's what it's all about.